I want to give him this time. Pastor, I want to give him this time. Take the podium. Give us God's word. In Jesus' name.
Mwari wakuropafadzei. Mwari wakuropafadzei watsene. Amen.
After that introduction,
mushure me introduction.
I don't know where to start.
Handiziwe kuti ndotangira papi.
But let me say God bless you.
Asire ganditi mwari wakuropafadzei.
Amen. I believe you are blessed so much already.
Maropafadzwa zvakanyanya kare.
By the songs of Zion, by Sister Hannah and the team. God bless you, my sister.
Amen.
And the preaching of the word so powerfully. Amen. So we give the glory to Jesus for all of these things. Amen. The Lord knows every need that we have. And even we don't know our needs, but He does. Amen.
Amen. That's fine. You can leave it
there. Thank you. Hallelujah. So let me not take a lot of time. As we stand on our feet for the reading of the word. Amen. Matthew 26, verse 36. I believe we have more uplifting to help you to keep your victory. It's one thing to get victory, but the devil wants to take that victory away. He wants to steal the joy of your salvation. So we just want to build on what has been said this morning. And last night. Amen. Matthew 26, verse 36. I believe everyone is welcome. Amen. You feel more than welcome. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And they saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. I want to repeat that one. Watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto his disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour?
Akati kuna Petro, chi amuna kukwanisa here kurinda neni awa imwechete.
Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation.
Rindai munyengetere kuti murege kupinda mukwidzwa.
The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Mweya unoda hao asinyama ine simba.
Amen.
Amen.
We also want to read Isaiah 62 verse 6.
Toda kuerenga Isaiah 62 and verse 6.
And it says, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day or night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. And give him, who is him? God. Give him no rest.
till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
Amen. Kusikira asimbisa izozo kusikira aita Jerusalem aguta rerumbidzo panyika.
Amen. Let's pray together.
Ngatina matei pamwe chete.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We are mortals gathered here to this evening time, around the time of the evening sacrifice. Father, we pray that the angels of God will now come and take every spirit in here under your control. Father, may your word be ministered in power and in truth, and may it open the door, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, may it give victory, Lord. May it help us to keep the victory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, we pray that the Holy Spirit now takes control, Father. We give you the preeminence in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. Amen. So, this evening time, I want to preach on the watches of the day and of the night.
We find
that God says Jesus was praying and he said, you must watch.
That
watch means pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, and then Isaiah says, I have watchmen on the walls.
Isaiah ndokubva ati iye ndinevatariri vari pamusoro pemasvingo.
Which means they are prayer warriors, amen.
Zvinoreva kuti imhare dzekunamata idzi.
They will not give God rest.
Havambopi Mwari zororo.
Until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
Kusvika aita Jerusalem nzvimbo yerumbidzo panyika.
Jerusalem speaks of the bride.
Amen. Jerusalem inorevera mwenga.
So it means we have to pray, saints.
Saka zvinoreva tofana kunamata vatsvene.
Our God is a God of principles.
Mwari wedu ndiMwari vane vakatema zviga.
As we said last night,
sezvatakataura usiku wapfuura,
the Syrophoenician woman was crying and begging Jesus, saying, my daughter is vexed.
Mudzimai weSyrophoenician aichema achiti mukunda wangu ini ari kutambudzwa.
Have mercy, son of David.
Munzwirei ngoni mwanakomana waDavhida.
But she received no result.
Asi haana kana kupindurwa.
It's our approach that matters. If we can come upon God's principles, God is forced to answer. Can the church say amen? Amen. So we don't see results because of our approach to God. And we know how Brother Branham hammered on it, said prayer is the key. And the message believers are prayerful people. But they are often defeated. It's a paradox. We need to change our approach. We need to watch and pray diligently. Persevering in the promises of God. But we need to zero in
asi tinofanira kunyatsonanga
and come through the principles that have been ordained by God.
Touya kuburikidza nezviga zvakatoiswa kare naMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
So that brings us to these, what we said, we are preaching on the watches of the day and of the night.
Saka izvi zvinotisvitsa pane izvi kuti varindi vemasikati nemanheru.
A name that I like to use for them are shifts.
Amen. Zitara ndinoda kushandisa ndere kuti vanoita ma shift.
We have 24 hours in the day.
Tine ma hour 24 pazuva rimwe.
And the day of 24 hours is divided in 3 hour periods.
Amen. Uye zuva rinoganhurwa kuita ma hour masere.
Those are the watches of the day and of the night.
Ndo varindi nevatariri vemasikati neusiku.
Is the church together with us? You know, they are shifts. You know, people work shifts and they work night shift. Afternoon shift, day shift. The approaches to the watches of the day and the night are the same. That means our approach to prayer must also shift. John chapter 5 verse 4.
John 5:4.
For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. I want you to see it's at the angel went down at a certain season and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in, and if you took advantage of that season, you were healed. Heaven is the same way. In heaven, I think in our country, when you come to Home Affairs at a certain time, you come to inquire about your passport or ID. They will tell you, no, we are only dealing with that from 2 o'clock. Do they also do that here?
Yes.
So they have a shift when they are dealing with that problem.
Amen.
The kingdom of heaven is the same. That's why the day is divided into shifts. Amen.
Amen.
So this is another key I'm giving you.
Amen.
To pray strategically.
Kuti munamate zvakanyatsonanga.
To increase the effectiveness of your prayer.
Kuti muwedzere kunyangwe kubata kweminamato yenyu.
I believe Sister Hannah was inspired by the song she said.
Ndinotenda hanzvadzi Hannah vakafemerwa nerumbo rwakaimba.
Talk about praying specifically how many squirrels you want.
Kuti uri kuda tsindingani zvakananga.
And then the other song was,
the
second one was Auntie Jemima.
Auntie Jemima.
Amen. So you have to pray specifically. You have to know what time are the squirrels available. Amen.
Amen.
Because many times people become discouraged. It's not about working harder, it's about working smarter. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
So there are 4 watches in the day and 4 watches in the night. Of 3 hours each.
Amen.
So we start from the beginning. You know the prophet says that the Bible is an Eastern book. So we must follow God's principle. The first thing we need to remember that with the Jews and with God, therefore, the day is starting at sunset. Can you say
amen?
That day, the Jews' day, if it was Friday now, the Sabbath, the Shabbat is starting now 6 o'clock.
Amen.
The day starts at the evening. Genesis 1 verse 5.
Genesis 1 and 5.
And God called the day, the light day and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Amen.
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 So when does our, so spiritually, prophetically, when does the day start? 6 p.m. When the sun is setting. So therefore your first watch is 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Are you following me? Amen. So now Mark chapter 13 verse 31.
Mark 13 and 31.
Jesus said,
Mark 13 and 31, just or not?
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of the day and hour knoweth no man. Not the angels in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. He's talking about the second coming. Take ye heed, watch and pray.
Chenjerai mimurinde nekunyengetera.
For you know not when the time is.
Nokuti hamuzive kuti nguva inosvika rini.
For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey.
Zvakaita somunhu ari kutora rwendo kuenda kunyika iri kure.
Who left his house and gave authority to his servants.
Akasiya imba yake akapa varanda kusimba.
And to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch.
Mumwe nomumwe basa rake akarayira murindi womukova kuti arindi.
Who is the porter?
Ndianiko murindi?
Is the usher standing at the door?
Amen. Mu usher anenga kamira pamukova.
We are gatekeepers.
Isu tiri vachengeti vemasuo.
When something has come, well, the prophets was talking about the song they sang in America.
Amen. Profita aitaura pamusoro perumbo rwavanoimba kuAmerica.
We let down the bars, we let down the bars.
Takaregedzera, takaregedzera.
The sheep got out, but how did the goats got in?
Amen. Makwai akabuda kombudzi dzakazopinda sei?
The man at the door was not watching.
Vanhu vakanga vachirinda mukova vakanga vasinganyatsoongorori.
There's problems in your house.
Pane dambudziko mumba mako.
In the church, in your marriage.
Mukereke mumuchato wako.
Finances because you did not watch.
Amen. Imhaka yokuti iwe wanga usingarinde.
Can the church say amen?
Kereke ingati amen.
Verse 35.
Ndima 35.
Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes.
Rindai zvino nekuti hamuzive kuti tenzi veimba vanouya rini.
He can come at the evening.
Anogona kuuya kumadekwana.
Or at midnight. He can come at 6 o'clock in the 6 p.m.
Anogona kuuya kuma 6 maneru.
He can come at midnight.
Anogona kuuya pakati pousiku.
He can come at cock crowing.
Anogona kuuya panorira machongwe.
Cock crowing is 3 a.m.
Amen. Panorira machongwe 3 mangwanani.
Or he can come in the morning 6 a.m.
Kana kuti anouya mangwanani na 6.
You must pray.
Munofana kunamata.
Amen.
Amen.
Lest coming suddenly he will find you sleeping. And I say unto you, unto all, watch.
Amen.
Amen. So our first watch is 6 p.m. evening. Are we all together? Are you following? It's a time, this time to pray now. We said it's a time to pray a specific prayer. It's a time to reflect the day that is past. And prophetically pray for the day that is starting now. Amen.
Amen.
God came to the Garden of Eden to fellowship with Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening. God wants to fellowship with you at that time. But what did the devil do, Pastor? Telenovelas. In our country and from South Africa, they start 6 o'clock. Then you have for 2-3 hours they are running television.
Amen. TV.
A goalie and what my three sisters and all of these things.
Amen. One film wanna go.
And people are worshipping in the altar there. Instead of fellowshipping with Elohim in the cool of the evening. You can pray. That time God is available. You see, it's a scriptural principle. After the day, when it becomes cool 6 p.m., he came to fellowship with Adam and Eve. Amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter
4,
verse 40.
Luke 4, ndima 40.
We are still in the first watch.
Luke 4, ndima 40. Tiri mukutarira kwekutanga.
Now when the sun was setting,
zvino zuva rakatirovira.
What time was that?
Yanga iri nguva iyi.
When the sun was going down.
Apo zuva ranga rakunovira.
All they that had sick with diverse diseases brought them unto him.
Vose vaiva vachirwara nezvirwere zvizhinji vakasiyana vakauya navo kwaari.
And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them.
Akaisa maoko ake pamusoro pomwe nomwe wavo akavaporesa.
That time of the night is powerful to pray for healing. Amen. And restoration. So you have a 3-hour window you can pray for that. It's not to say that in the other times there's no healing, but God is giving you a hint. If you pray this time, it will be effective. Is the church following? Amen.
Amen.
Lamentations 2 verse 18. Lamentations.
Amen.
2 verse 19. Arise and cry out in the night.
Mukada nitsira pausiku.
In the beginning of the watches.
Pakutanga kweva tari.
Which is the first watch.
You know what?
Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up thy hands toward him for the life of thy young children that faint for hunger in the top of every street. You pray for your children this time. There's a certain angel that God will release at that season who is catering for this request. Is that scriptural? Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 119 verse 148 is Bible study tonight.
Amen.
My eyes prevent, what it's saying, it says prevent there in the King James, but it says my eyes are awake during the night watches. That I might meditate in thy word. It's a time of meditation and reflection on the word of God. These watches are also called gates. You can see there is a gate to a destination, to a solution. Amen. And I want to put a disclaimer. It's not to make it a dogma. But if you want to pray for healing, that's a good time to pray for healing. Is the church following me? And different aspects of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
As we were talking a little bit this week about the court of heaven. It's revealed during certain seasons. Just like the angel in the pool of Bethesda came at a certain season. The kingdom of God works in times and seasons. Amen.
Amen.
So that is the first one. Is the church being blessed so far? Amen.
Amen.
I feel you feel ready to pray now.
Amen.
But let me show you how to pray 24
hours.
Of course, it's impossible to pray. It's possible. But now you can say, I'm praying my normal, regular routine. But there's this specific problem. Then you target the certain watch. Are you following me? Is somebody seeing something here?
Amen.
So the second watch of the night. You had the evening watch, 6 p.m. to
9
p.m. Now you have the second watch from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. midnight. Personally, I like this time. Because this is the time also that those evil altars are busy now. They are preparing their things. Because the next watch from 12 to 3 in the morning is what people call the witching hour. So they are preparing. So you can also prepare to meet them. Amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 37 verse 35.
Amen.
Let your loins be girded about. What did God say to Job? Gird your loins, I want to speak to you. God is saying, let your loins be good.
Amen.
Whose words is this? Jesus Christ himself. Let your loins be good about and your lights burning. That burning light is speaking about prayer. And you yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord. When he will return from the wedding. That when he cometh and knocketh, that you may open unto him immediately. So again, Jesus is speaking of the second coming. But I believe it's a compound meaning. He's giving us a clue. If we want to meet him in prayer, be found watching. In prayer, you can meet Jesus Christ in your prayer there. What will you do if Jesus appears now here? You will give him all your problems, all your issues. When he comes to set the captives free. So you can have a personal audience with him in prayer. Verse 37. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Now listen what he will do, Jesus, when he finds you like that. Verily I say unto you, he shall gird himself. Who will gird himself? The master.
Amen.
To do what? And make them to sit down to meet. He will give you your bread there. Are you seeing the scripture there? If the master comes to find you praying, he will take off his kingly robes. And he will serve you at meat there. He will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. Where is your blessings? It's somewhere in the realms caught up by Satan. But when the master comes, he comes from up high on the seventh dimension. He is passing through these realms. And if he shall find you there, busy watching and waiting, in the second watch or in the third watch of the night, you will receive blessings, my brother. The second watch is 9 p.m. to 12. And then 12 to
3.
Second and third watch, very powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the hour of visitation from the Lord. He himself wants to serve you. He says he will gird himself and provide meat for you. The meat you are praying for, he wants to give it to you at that watch. Start praying 9 o'clock.
Tanga kuna matana 9.
Amen.
Amen.
He himself, what are you needing? Do you need the Holy Ghost? Pray for Holy Ghost, he will serve you at that time. If you need revelation and knowledge, he will give it to you. Amen.
Amen.
Did you see all of these scriptures so far that we have read? Jesus speaks of the second coming. Now, it's a little bit of, but I believe the second coming is already in process. He's here. Brother Branham said, my ministry is different.
It's
to declare that he is here. So he's here to serve. Amen. Yeah, you can take out. So it's a quite serious matter, the matter of watching unto prayer. God bless you.
Amen.
Angels are assigned to you. Do you believe angels are ministering spirits? Sent to who? To the children of God. Psalm 91 says, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. What is the condition? Watch to pray. Watch in spiritual warfare at this time.
Amen.
There's an opening, there's power there to pray against spiritual warfare. In the second and in the third watch. Are you still together? The third watch now is midnight to 3 a.m. This is one where things are now starting to happen in the spirit. Trust me, one night I was pulled from the bed. This is the witching hour.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
So, 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 16. Now you see it gets interesting now. While we are sleeping, people are busy there. Sometimes you hear people are running on your roof. They are busy. While you are sleeping, they are throwing fat on your roof. The other day, Bru Chikoro, they put fat in one sister's house in the wall, so that the house cannot sell. They put fat in the wall there. People are busy. You must be busy also. Watch unto prayer. 1 Kings
3:16.
Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. Listen carefully now. And one woman said, oh my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house. We are coming to the same church. We are staying in Zimri Park together. Okay.
Amen.
And I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day that after I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also. And we were together. There was no stranger in the house save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. But remember, they are in the same community now. And she arose at midnight. And she was running on my roof. And took my son from beside me. While thy handmaiden slept, you see, while we are sleeping, the fruit of your labors are being, and laid it in her bosom and laid a dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered in the morning, behold, it was not my son. And the other woman said, nay, but the living is mine. And this one said, no, but the dead is yours. And they were arguing now. What is happening? What time was it happening? Midnight. You have been working. This woman carried this baby for 9 months. The fruit of her body was stolen at midnight. It's the witching hour. Your progress is being stolen at midnight. While you are sleeping, they are stealing your blessings. The devil don't have any blessing to give his people.
Satan,
then why are they prospering? She took the life child and your blessings is making them rich. In the night time they are witching and stealing your blessings and laying the dead child there. This is witchcraft.
Who are you?
They are stealing people's destinies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You find somebody in that family. You also know that this family, all of them, they are D and F students, these ones. But this one is, you look in the yard, the cars. Don't act like you don't know. It's your fruits that they are taking. What happens when that time the woman said, I was sleeping? They will send a dream to you. The Lord will warn you in a dream. When you have a dream, somebody is coming to give you a package. When you take that package in the dream, it's an agreement. Then they have an open door into your life. It's an agreement made in the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you find somebody is chasing you in the dream. Or robbing you in your house or robbing, stealing from you. It's the time they are stealing. The woman said, while your handmaiden slept, they were busy in the spiritual realms. What you can do is use the sword of the king. Remember your dreams. You cut off and you break those agreements in the name of Jesus. But are you seeing that? They are stealing people's dreams, stealing people's destinies, stealing your star. You were born with a star. Did you know that? I want to preach a little bit on that tomorrow. The woman that Brother Branham met on the bus said, I see your aura. You will never be successful in the east. You must go to the west. Amen.
Amen.
Your aura is your star. And Jesus Christ's star attracted the wise men to him. That's why Wednesday we preached in Highlands, or Thursday, saying that east wind that pastor was talking about, the witches and these jealous people, they use that wind to blow clouds in front of your star. So that your wise men who are supposed to come to you and bring gold and things to you for your destiny on the earth here, they can't see the star. That's why Paul speaks in Acts chapter 26 somewhere there. The Euroclidon was blowing. We could not see stars or sun, nothing. What are they doing? They are stealing your destiny in midnight. Watch unto prayer. You can also now What did this woman? They came now to the court of King Solomon. When they have done that, you have the right to appeal. You can bring the case to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the righteous judge Solomon, he judged rightly. Is that right? Your father is the judge. Take the case to him. There was in Ezra chapter
4.
The Jews were given an order by King Cyrus to rebuild Jerusalem and the walls. And they were busy. They were prospering. The walls were coming up. That's your life. But the enemy of the Jews became jealous. And now they write a letter to the king and say, these rebellious people are planning to rebel against you. That's the devil standing in the court of the King of Heaven accusing you on false accusations. It's time for you to go up there to the court. Appear before the judge. What then the king said, because the accusation was in front of the king. The letter was there. What did the king say? Stop the work. That's why your house is not being finished there. Stop the work. Until Nehemiah and Ezra wrote a letter back to the king. And saying, O king, search the scriptures. What you have said about me. It was written by Cyrus the king. That we must rebuild these walls. What is that? The court of appeal.
Amen.
When they have stolen something from you. You have the right to go in front of the king and write a letter and petition the king in the name of Jesus. O king, overturn this decision against me. Because there's a court case going on now. There's an accusation against you. But you have the right to appeal to his righteousness. And saying, Lord, according to your righteousness, I'm innocent. Search the scriptures. And when the king searched, he said, we found the document. We found the document. Continue your progress. Continue to prosperity. Release the blessings. Release the funds from the treasury. Is somebody going to the court of appeal tonight? And even the king said, let those accusers now pay them what they need for the offering. And give them everything they have need of from the king's treasury. Go read Ezra 4. This is the time the devil is stealing our fruits. You are working so hard. But your pocket is full of holes. Take it to the court. Matthew chapter 13 shows this also. Do you have a lot of time tonight? If you feel tired, just stand up. I want to do all 8 watches. Is that fine?
Amen.
We are almost at number 4. Then we will go to the watches of the day.
Amen.
But this 12 o'clock is so powerful. Listen to Matthew chapter 13 verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, While man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. While you are sleeping at night, people are busy, brother. They are sowing tares amongst what you have sown. To ruin your harvest. Take back the power. Pray 12 o'clock.
Namata 12 o'clock.
Amen.
Amen.
Watch unto prayer.
Amen.
Now let me tell you what to pray. Judges 16.
Amen. Judges 16.
I love this one so much. Then went Samson to Gaza and saw a harlot and went in unto her. And it was told the Gazite, saying, Samson is come hither. The devil has monitoring spirits.
Amen.
When you are busy with your plan, they will say, he's come hither. Tonight you must stop him. He applied for that tender there.
Amen.
Are you seeing what the devil is doing? They are sending word and saying, hey.
Amen.
He's busy. You must stop. And they compassed him in. That's why Brother Branham says, when I plan to do something, I'm quiet. He says it's not that the person you are telling to has the wrong intention. No.
But he
says the devil is hearing. Stop telling your plans to everyone. I didn't even tell the church I'm coming here. Not that they will do something bad. But the devil might hear. That's why I almost missed my flight from Joburg here. Amen. So Samson is come hither, verse
2.
And they compassed him in. That's what they are doing in the spirit, brother. They are ganging up on you. And laid in wait for him all night in the gate of the city. How many believers' dreams, businesses, health has been slain in the city gates? And they were quiet all night. You see, they are very subtle. They said, in the morning when it is day, we shall kill him. Your application is lying there. It's been killed in the morning because they compassed you round about. But my blessing for you this afternoon is verse 3. And Samson lay till midnight. Then he got up and started praying. He arose at midnight and took the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and went away with them and put them on his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that is before Hebron. Arise at midnight and possess the gate of your enemy.
Amen. Amen.
Did you see that? Before they can start their witching, you are already on them. The problem is witches are programming your life and you don't know it. When you wake up in the morning, then you don't understand why is the day so dear, Makar. There's confusion everywhere. You get bumped in the road. It's they were lying in wait for you. Can you say amen? That's the time to possess like Samson did. Samson didn't play. There was a certain something inside. They are waiting for you there. And he arose at midnight. Before they can act, he was acting already. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is an atomic weapon.
Amen.
Start using it.
Tanga kushandisa.
Now here's another one, Acts 16.
Yes, you know,
this 12 o'clock is powerful, saints.
Mabasa 16.
When you pray 12, What did Jesus say? Watch for 1 hour. Pray for 1 hour.
Acts 16:23.
This is Paul and Barnabas. Paul and Silas, sorry. When they had laid many stripes on them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. It's what they have done to your plans. They have laid stripes on you. Cast you into the inner prison there. And put their gatekeepers in front of you. Spirits to bind you, brothers. Are you seeing the scripture there? Who now, when the jailer, when he received this charge, he thrust them into the inner prison, brother, deep. Into a deep, one day, praise
God.
That's why sometimes you pray for people, pastor, for deliverance. They don't get delivered. Why they are in the inner prisons? There are regions.
Amen.
You are, sometimes people are in the inner prison there. They can't even move their feet. The feet are in stocks. Now watch what Paul and Silas did. These two men knew spiritual warfare. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. There are many other prisoners. When you start praying at 12, many other prisoners will begin to get freedom. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. So that the foundation of the prison was shaken. God is getting ready to shake some prisoners. He's fixing to set some people free. And immediately all the doors were open. The door you have been praying for is being opened right now. When you pray 12 o'clock, what did Samson do? He opened the door by himself. Without money, without price. All the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Rise up at midnight and gain the victory. Keep that watch of the night. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get up and pray. God has placed the most powerful weapon in your hands. He wants to be called on the scene. He wants to loose those bonds. Hallelujah. Amen.
Get on it.
There's another one of midnight, but I will skip it. God said to Moses, midnight I will send judgment against Egypt. When you pray midnight, brother, sister, God will bring judgment. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. What is more, these young people, Ruth chapter 3 verse 7, let me bless you young people.
Ruth 3 verse 7,
Sister Patience and my precious brother Bradley.
Amen. Bradley.
Pray this prayer at 12 o'clock.
Na mata 12 o'clock.
Ruth 3 verse 7.
Ruth 3 verse 7.
And when Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry,
he
went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn, and she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid down. This is what, when you start praying, since this is what you are doing to the bridegroom.
You're
calling him into action. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. You want to get married, brother? Pray 12 o'clock. God will bring the woman to your feet. Is there? Every man's word is a lie, but my word is the truth, said the Lord. You have been bumping your head against the wall unnecessarily. Pray 12 o'clock. Amen.
Amen.
We're getting in the fourth watch. Are you still with me? Are you tired? Let's finish everything. We are eating. We are enjoying.
Amen.
Mark chapter 14, verse 72.
Mark 14, verse 72.
We are now going to the fourth watch of the night. Amen. 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Amen. Kubvana 3 kusvika na 6 mangwana.
You recall Jesus was talking about the cock crow.
Jesu aitaura pamusoro pekukokoredza kwejongwe.
The cock crew at 3 a.m.
Panorira jongwe I 3 mangwanani.
Verse 72, and where the second time the cock crew, the first one is 12 o'clock, sorry.
Rekutanga ndi 12 o'clock.
And Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him. Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. When he thought thereon, he wept. This is the time to pray against temptation. Amen.
Amen.
Pray for spiritual discernment. Amen.
Amen.
Pray the prayer. Jesus said to Peter, the devil wanted to sift you.
And Satan wanga wachida kukuzungusa.
But I've prayed for you.
Asini ndakuna matira.
When you say that scripture, there's power in that.
Amen. Pauno taura gwaro rine simba mari.
Matthew chapter 14.
Matthew 14.
Verse 23.
Matthew 14.
We are in the fourth watch of the night.
Okay, 3
a.m. to 6 a.m.
Amen. Kubvana 3 kusukana 6.
When, verse 23.
Matthew 23.
And when he sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. This was after the multiplying of the bread. Verse 24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea. He sent the disciples to go across. Is that right? But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. The storm you are in, brother, sister. This is the time for Jesus to come and still the storm
there.
You want to see miracles, brother. This is the time to pray for the supernatural faith. When is it the fourth watch, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.? Brother Branham says, I always rise early. When the kingdom of darkness is shutting down, this is the time to call on the power of the Lord for the sovereignty of God to take over so that he can come to your problem and say, peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did Peter say?
Peter akati,
Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. Bid me to come. What was Peter saying? Lord, give me supernatural faith. And what did Peter do? He started walking on the water. When you pray 3 a.m., you will start walking on water, brother. Things, paradoxes will become your lifestyle. Miracles will become your lifestyle. When you start praying 3 a.m.
Amen.
Genesis 32, verse 24.
Genesis 32, verse 24.
Hey, Pastor, this is too much power-packed stuff here.
Amen.
I feel somebody is getting victory here. Can you shout the victory tonight?
Amen.
Genesis 32, verse 24.
Amen. Genesis 32, verse 24.
And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. So what time was it? It was just before the breaking of day. It was in the fourth watch. Are you following
it?
When he saw, he prevailed not against him. He touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. This fourth watch is the time to wrestle with God. Take your petitions to God that you have been struggling so long with. Jacob was between a rock and a hard place. This side was Esau. This side was his father-in-law. So he said, I will wrestle you. And you see, it didn't say Jacob went to wrestle with the man. No. God came down to wrestle with him. God is waiting for you there. Amen.
Amen.
What did Jacob say? He said, let me go for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go until you bless me. And he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. A deceiver.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he said, thy name shall no more be called
Jacob,
but Israel.
As Israel.
For a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Brother, sister, this is the time when conditions are being changed. He says, the angel said, you have power now with God and with men. Brother, this is powerful. Sister, this is powerful. Receive power with God and men. You pray between these times. Amen. It's a time to get the blessing of the Lord. It's time for angelic visitations. Many times we as believers, we walk blindly. But God wants to give you instructions via angelic visitation. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's time to pray for promotions because the day is about to break. It's time to command the day. The scripture in Job says, hast thou commanded the day? The witches are commanding your day for you. That's why you are searching and you are not finding. Because your day is being commanded by someone with bad intentions.
Amen.
This is the time before the daybreak that the manna fell. That's the time when angels are bringing manna to you, blessings. Brother, the word of God is too powerful for us to remain in these conditions. Can the church say amen? If you feel tired, stand up a little bit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go into part two. Amen. We are now coming to the daytime. Are you with me? Amen. So, amen. The first watch of the day is 6 a.m. to 9
a.m.
You feel a little bit tired. Don't miss this. You can pray during the day as well. When you are at work, slip to the... You know, people have smoke break in the offices. Why can't you have prayer break? And you go and bind those demons there.
Amen.
Amen. 6 a.m. to 9 is the breaking of dawn.
Amen. 6 a.m. to 9,
Job 38 verse 12, hast thou commanded the day?
commanded the morning since thy days.
Job 38,
and caused the day spring to know his place. Let me ask you, have you commanded the day? You can speak life into your day. You can speak success into your day every day. When God created the day, he said it was good. The day he created you, he said it's very good. So there was no bad days with God. Why are you having bad days? Why are you having disappointments? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have the right to command the morning. Malachi chapter 4.
Malachi 4.
Verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. When you are praying at the rising of the sun, pray that the Son of Righteousness comes with healing. Tomorrow's message, we want to look at the sun and the moon and the stars, the winds, even the earth. God put them there to serve you. Command the sun. What did David say in the Psalms?
Amen.
The sun shall not smite thee by day,
amen,
nor the moon by night.
Kana mwezi usiku.
But you have to command, because you know what the witches are doing. They are commanding the sun to strike you, the moon to smite you by night. Command your day. Am I preaching to message believers here tonight? This is what William Branham did. He spoke to the storm. He spoke into the squirrels. Open your mouth and command. A king does not ask, he decrees. When the king speaks, it's a declaration. Take authority. Take the authority. And you shall tread down, he said, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. So healing is there in that 6 o'clock slot.
Amen.
And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall.
Amen.
What is the calf of the stall doing? It's always happy. It's always kicking its heels up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 3, you shall tread down the wicked. You have been given power over snakes and scorpions. For they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. In the day I shall do this. That's not just pertaining to Brother Branham. There's a promise for every day in that. You don't have to go a day with defeat.
Amen.
Amen. He says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, this is the time to pray for the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Brother Branham says, in ministry explained, he says, when you become in the body of Christ, then there's 9 spiritual gifts that goes in every local body. And those gifts are gifts that you pray for. Amen. Paragraph 14, ministry explained.
Amen.
If you are putting it down. Those are gifts that you are to pray for. You can pray for it. To pray for the gift of speaking with tongues. Or gift of interpretation, or these other gifts that goes into the church. Pray for the gifts of healing and pray for the gifts of miracles. This is the prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 2, what you can pray, amen. Psalms 2,
verse 7.
Is the church still here?
Amen.
See, some people are out. If you have some water, just
Don't lose me now. Your victory is right here. Your overcoming is right here. Psalms 2 verse 7, I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance. This new day I have begotten thee. It's time to claim the sonship from the Father and the fatherhood of God over you. We have a heavenly Father. And He says, if you call, ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thy inheritance. No wonder Abraham had 418 trained servants in his house. Amen.
Amen.
He says, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Living under our benefits. I must repent too. But let's repent and let's take possession. Let's speak the word and go forward. Amen.
Amen.
Second watch of the day, 9 a.m. to 12 a.m.
Matthew chapter
20, verse
20.
Are you still eating or are you full? Amen. There's such something called doggy bag. Amen. Just put in. Don't mess up.
Amen.
For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour. What is the third hour? 9 a.m. And saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard. Whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. Now let me show you something. The first laborers were hired for a penny a day. I was saying to the 3 o'clock worker, the one who is praying at 9 o'clock, I will give you whatsoever is right, I will give you. Now, who can determine what is right for you? I must determine what is right for me.
Amen.
How much do you want to earn?
Amen. Unoda kuwana mari.
I'm not worth a penny.
And dina kukotsera kupiwa penny.
I can determine.
Dini ndinogona kutaura.
What is God saying to you?
Mwari ari kuti kwauri.
Start, pray for your business. Start your business.
Amen. Tanga pinda uko.
That's the only way you will be wealthy.
Don't zirabedzi ya unogona kuwana fuma. Amen.
Some bosses are going to be angry at me.
Wangwe wakuru wekubasa vachandi kumbukira.
Whatsoever is right, how can I determine? But even in the job, you can determine. I'm not happy with this pay. I need a raise, Lord. Whatsoever is right, I will give you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was the time of the morning sacrifice. I don't want you to miss this. Gather yourselves. Exodus 29 verse
39.
The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb you will offer in the evening. The time of the morning sacrifice was 9 a.m. That is 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
2 Kings chapter 3 verse 11. Let me rush.
Mazimambo 3.
But
But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him?
Amen.
And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. So let me skip verse 14. Let's go here. So he said, verse 15, but bring me now a minstrel. Elijah is saying, bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord. You will not see wind, neither shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink both ye and your cattle and your beasts. God wants to satisfy you, your cattle and your beasts. Pray 9 o'clock, the time of the morning sacrifice.
Amen.
And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites in your hand. Verse 20, and it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered 9 a.m.
Amen.
That behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. I can hear some water coming. By the way of Edom. There's water coming. In the time of the morning sacrifice. Without money. Without price. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I'm saying, is anything too hard for the Lord? Brother, sister, take advantage. It's a gate of opportunity. You don't, if you pray at work, you go quickly. 20 minutes. You go and pray. 30 minutes. And say, Lord, send the water.
Amen.
Lord, send the water. Neither rain nor wind. There will be no strife, no nothing. You will just see. Come and sign the offer. Is somebody hearing me? Come and sign the offer. Come and sign the offer. My God is a God of supernatural provision. And he says, that's a light thing. I will give the Moabites in your hands. Mark 15:22. They bring him to a place called Golgotha, which is interpreted the place of a skull. And they gave him drink wine, they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And when they parted, his garments, casting lots upon them what every man should take. It was the third hour. And they crucified him. It was 9 a.m. Jesus hung 6 hours on the cross, Papa. From 9 a.m. to 3 in the afternoon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a time to give praise to God for the sacrifice. Pray for the receiving of the Spirit. Pray for the covering of the blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray in this time, brother, sister. It was a time when Jesus went to the cross. So that we can have an open door. So that our prayers can go straight to the Father. Amen. I'm rushing. Third watch, 12 p.m. to
3
p.m. Oh, I love this one. Verse 7. Now, let me not read the scripture, but you can read Acts chapter 10, verse 7. I will just paraphrase to save time.
I feel you are tired. It's a lot of information. You put down the scriptures and go and read them again. So Cornelius was praying, and an angel appeared to him. And then the angel said to him, send to Joppa. There's one Peter. Amen.
Amen.
And when they went on their journey, verse
9,
and came nigh unto the city, Peter went up to the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. The sixth hour is 12 in the afternoon. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. And he saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending upon him. A great sheet netted the four corners and let down to the earth. If you can take a few minutes and pray in this time, it's a time for open vision, brother. It's a time of spiritual revelation. The Gentiles were about to receive the Holy Ghost. God had to prepare Peter there. Somebody is waiting for you to see an open vision so that the door for them can be opened, so that they can receive their salvation. When you start praying at this time at noon, 12 o'clock, God wants to give you that vision, because he works both ends. Cornelius was praying, Peter was praying. And the angel came to Cornelius. It's so perfect. He came to him at the other hour at 3 p.m. It's a time of prayer, brothers. You don't have to pray the whole day. You go in, you pray very specific. You hammer the devil, you come out. God will show you open visions. There's a dispensational blessing waiting there. The dispensation of the Gentiles was about to be opened. It took Peter to be in fasting and prayer so that God can show him, go with these men. There's some angels coming, go with them. The Gentiles need to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
You can pray in this time for the spiritual blessing and destiny of the others. Amen. To receive the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid of the word destiny. It comes from predestination.
Amen.
Amen. Acts chapter 22.
Mabasa 22.
Came to pass that verse 6, as I made my journey, I was come nigh unto Damascus about noon.
Zino ndakati ndichifamba ndoswedera Damasiko anenge masikati.
Suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me.
Pakarepo ndikapenyerwa kwazvo nechiedza.
What was happening? Paul was on his road to Damascus.
Paulo anga ari munzira kuenda Damascus.
He came at noon time.
Akauya masikati.
The Lord, the pillar of fire, appeared unto him. Amen.
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 This is the time. Then the scripture says, verse 10, and I said, what shall, then he was hit down, and then he says, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord, this is the time when you can ask God, what shall I do? Where must I go? The Lord said unto him, arise and go into Damascus. There it shall be told thee things which are appointed for thee to do. Your instructions are waiting for you. To pray at midnight, at noon. The pillar in fire will visit you with instructions.
Amen.
It might not be a visible light, but he will come to you and tell you what to do. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 91 verse
6.
Midday, brother, sister, have you noticed there's a lot of evil happening at that time?
Amen.
Accidents and things. Because why? Verse 6, nor the
You shall not be afraid for the terror by night and for the arrow that flieth by day. Nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness. Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. These are promises upon condition. You must pray because there's a destruction at noon. In 2 Kings, we find chapter 4, the Shunammite woman. Elisha bless her with a baby. Spoken word baby. The child went out, he grew up, he went out with the reapers. He got a sunstroke. At about noonday, he died. Sudden death is coming at noonday. Pray against the pestilence and the destruction of noonday. Pray Psalm 91 over your house and over your family and the church at this time. That's because you see what happened. It says Matthew 27 verse 45.
Matthew 27, 45.
I'm sorry, I'm rushing now.
Amen.
He says, from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. The sixth hour is what time?
12.
That's why evil things are happening. Because when they were crucifying Jesus, there was a darkness coming over the land. You must pray against that darkness. Because if you see, if you go to 2 Samuel, when David was made king in
Hebron,
two men, there was Ishbosheth, Abner made him king of Israel. And two men came to him while he was sleeping in his house at noon. And they came to kill him in his house while he was sleeping. There's an evil that walks in noon. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray against that darkness. Let's finish off the eighth watch. Are you still together? Don't be tired now. We almost finished. Don't lose the key, amen. Psalm 141. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. What is he saying when you pray unto me? Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. And the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Cry unto the Lord. During the fourth watch is 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the evening. This was the time of the evening sacrifice. That's why Jesus died as this. They started crucifying him in the morning sacrifice. He said it is finished in the evening sacrifice. Can we give the Lord a hand of praise? So he says, let my prayer be before thee as incense. Where is the incense burnt usually?
Amen.
At the altar.
Amen.
Let my prayer be to thee from my altar as incense. This is the time you can take advantage to pray very much against evil altars against your life. Acts chapter
3.
Peter and John, I will paraphrase. Let me read verse 1. Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. The ninth hour was 3 p.m. in the afternoon. They came by the gate called Beautiful. There was a man there saying, you know, please give me some silver and gold. Peter said, silver and gold have I none.
Peter got silver and gold,
such as I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have been down and out,
This man was for many years in that condition. Arise and shine, your light has come. This is the time to go into prayer, amen. For resurrection power to come.
Amen.
The man received at that same moment strength in his ankles. God wants at this time to strengthen your bones. To put fatness in your bones. To strengthen you for the fight ahead. So that you can stand and look Satan in the eye and say, I'm a son and a daughter of God. You have been on the ground for too long. But it's over now. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. Amen.
Amen.
Pray that the Lord sends you a Peter and John. A helper who can take you by the hand and somebody that can help you build your kingdom, a kingdom builder.
Amen.
A destiny helper.
Amen.
A wise man who can bring you, who can lift you up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There's another woman when in Acts
16,
people went out on the Sabbath when there was one prayer to be made. So it was in the evening time, in the 3 o'clock in the afternoon, people went to the river to pray there. Verse 14, and certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira. She was there and she attended to the things spoken of by Paul. Now I want you to notice Lydia was a woman. A female John
Sherritt.
She was a seller of purple. Very expensive material. From the city of Thyatira. Which was a very wealthy city. And she constrained them to say, come stay in my house. This is the time to pray for the John Sherritt blessings. There was a woman that John Sherritt had met.
Pane mudzimai akasangana na John Sherritt.
Say, come stay in my house.
Akati uya munogara kumba kwangu.
Come stay in my house.
Uyai mugare mumba mangu.
There it is in the scripture.
Zvirimo mumagwaro izvi.
If John Sherritt received it, what about you?
Kana John Sherritt akasvikamo.
Pray for the Lydias to come forth.
Yemene namatira vana Lydia kuti vauye.
And that woman
Mutsimayu
said, John Sherritt, God spoke to me. I saw you reading your Bible. Here's a check for
10,000.
Start your business.
Amen.
Are you going to pray at 3 o'clock? Amen.
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 Pray for the businessmen in the church. Pray for the church to prosper. Amen.
Amen.
You see, Acts chapter 10, we talk about Cornelius. Cornelius was praying at this time in the 9th hour,
3 p.m.
when he received an angelic visitation. Brother, sister.
Amen.
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 He says, I saw in a vision evidently about the 9th hour of the day an angel of God coming into him and telling him, call Pastor Mwandura from Zimri
Park.
He will come and tell you the way that you should go. There are people who know what you have to do. God always uses people to bless people. Amen.
Amen.
That's why they sent 3 men to Jesus Christ. And they brought gold, frankincense, and
myrrh.
Do you know that that gold was enough for Christ's entire ministry? In the book of Acts, the disciples were using that gold still.
Amen.
Can't believe. they were in the book of Acts, the disciples were still using Jesus' gold there. God does not change his pattern. When he created the first Adam, he put him in a land where there was the land of Havilah, where there was plenty of gold. The gold of that land was good. He gave the first Adam the same gifts as he gave the second Adam. There was a certain, maybe Doc can remember, there was a certain thing that was in that one of those lands.
Amen.
That was used for incense. The same as
frankincense.
It's the same gifts he gave Adam, he gave the second Adam also.
Adam,
now what about the sons and daughters of Adam?
Amen.
God put everything here on the earth. It's up to us to exploit. Daniel chapter 9, I promise I'm closing.
Daniel chapter 9, ndovimbisa ndakufa.
Daniel was praying.
Daniel anga achinamata.
Verse 21, Daniel 9 verse 21.
Ndima 21.
While I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly.
Amen.
God wants to bring swiftness into your solutions. Remember, Gabriel was held up for 21 days. Michael came. I'm telling you, Michael came in this day, Revelation
10.
And he said, time shall be no more. It means in Greek, there shall be no more delays. The same Michael that stopped the delay in the time of Daniel is here. And Daniel says, the man Gabriel who I had seen in the vision at the beginning, he was caused to fly swiftly. Solutions must come swiftly to you. We are tired of waiting. And he touched me about the time of the evening oblation, the evening sacrifice.
3 p.m. Amen.
And he informed me and talked with me and said, oh Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. While I was praying at 3 o'clock, an angel came. And he said, I must come to give you skill and understanding. And he showed him the whole destiny of the Jewish people. Daniel 70 weeks was revealed to him there.
Amen.
And not only the Jewish destiny, but our Gentile kingdoms, he showed him everything. God wants to show somebody in Zimri Park the destiny of things. If you are willing to come to the altar and pray at your altar. 3 p.m. If God did it for Daniel, angelic visitation. He did it for the first Gentile believer, Cornelius. He will surely do it for you. There's a law of the first estate. God did it the first time, I must keep doing it every time. Hallelujah, just get up on your knees and start praying. Start praying. God wants to bless us more than we are willing to receive it. Can we stand on our feet and worship the Lord tonight? Worship him for his grace. Worship him for his word. Worship him for his mercies. He's about to send deliverance swiftly, my brother. Very swiftly, angels will come. They don't just come empty-handed.
But
the woman did not come to John Sherrod empty-handed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The angel did not come to Cornelius empty-handed. He says,
go with a message. There's a solution to what you are praying for. There's a certain man somewhere, call him, here's his number. Somebody will give you a number of someone who will be providing your solution.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord.
Amen.
You have been given the key. I wash my hands. Open the door.
Amen.
Through pass.
Amen.
It's yours. Finish. The goal is open. The price was paid. The veil is rent.
Amen.
You have to be taking advantage of these open gates, these open doors. These are not fables, brother. My words are lies, but God's word can never fail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give us a worship song, my brother. Let's worship the Lord tonight. He is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful.
God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything for you. My God can do anything, anything. Anything God can